What's up, peeps? Welcome to another episode of Ray Bridging Humans. It's the place where the people get to hear you and the world gets to see it. What's up, fam? How y'all doing today? Hope everybody is well. Hope you had a good weekend. Shout out to all of the bridges, the people that's out here trying to bridge, trying to connect different parts of our community, y'all. And I'm just so excited, and I got to start the episode by letting you guys know I'm so filled with gratitude from my last episode. I want to belong, and this is the part two. I wanted to focus on solutions today, but I will be remiss if I did not mention how grateful I am to the people that love me, my allies, my friends, the people who you know, encourage me in this space, encourage me to be. Thank you so much. You guys just don't know how much all of this means to me. And the more I do this, the more comfortable I get. It took a lot of gratitude, a lot of courage to say a lot of the things that I said and expressed a lot of things I expressed on the last episode. But I did those things not just for you. I did it for me, to free myself from years and years of silence, to free myself years of not feeling like I belong and building community. The name of the show is Ray Bridging Humans. Shout out to everybody who's watching today. If you haven't already, y'all, please do me a favor. Go on YouTube and like and subscribe to my channel. I know this is brand new. You know, I'm at the beginning. I'm very encouraged. I do have expectations on the space, but I'm also realistic, you know, knowing that I'm new, knowing that this is something different, and I'm excited about it. I'm just excited about it and the work that it's taking to do this. I'm just encouraged. I'm definitely encouraged. But like I said, last episode, man, it took so much gratitude and courage. And y'all want to know one thing I realized with the last episode, sharing my whole story? I always thought that, you know, people, what had set up in my silence is that people could not take my whole story because they would not accept me. They would not deal with me. They would not want to be in community with me if they heard my whole story. And what I realized, you guys, is that I had truly, truly discounted my relational value with people. And that was a lot for me to realize that. So many people share with me how they love me, people that are in the heterosexual community and people in the queer community and all over, let me know how much they love and supported me and was like, Raymond, like, I know that took so much courage. And I even got responses like, dude, bro, like, that's not my story, but I empathize with you with wanting to belong, with struggling to not feel like that I'm not good enough. So, man, just off the many responses I've got, shout out to you guys, shout out to allies, shout out to friends, shout out to even other believers, man. Shout out to you guys for acknowledging my story and being able to listen, even though, you know, I know people, and I'm realistic about it. I know everybody, you know, everybody ain't going to be all gung-ho. You know, that's a unrealistic world, but I do know the people who love me, love me. The people that I'm in community and relationship with love me. And I encourage you, do not discount your relational value. Think about it and consider, you know, and we do it off of, you know, I got to get my cards. we going to have the cards on this second episode of I Want to Belong, but we're so afraid to reveal, you know, holding all the cards we hold because we think that, okay, if I reveal this card, then everybody that's on this card, that's in community with me, in the different groups with me in these cards, will not accept me or will not allow me in the space or will take my card away from me. And so that in itself, you know, holds a level of fear. But we have to know that we have relational value. You know, think about how you show up for people. Think about how you show up in community. Think about how you show up in the different spaces and the different cars you hold and the value that you hold. Do not discount your character. Don't discount your overall worth. Don't discount how you have shown up for people, because the courage, and like I said in the last episode, me moving in courage, me moving in bravery, y'all, that is huge for me, especially right now where I am. It's so huge for me. And courage is the ability to put something out there and totally understand that I cannot control what comes back. I can't control what's said. I can't even control what's felt. But I do have the courage to act and be in my whole self. And I'm going to push that, 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 and I'm going to push that for me, and I'll push it for you. Because if we are not operating in our whole selves, y'all, what are we doing? What are we doing? Know that if you're not operating, and socially, if you're dealing in different parts of the communities, and because this is a Ray Bridging Humans, it's so important that we understand that there are, everybody don't think like we think. So if you hold one card in the community, understand that even in that card in the community, everybody don't think like you. Everybody don't hold the same values as you. So understanding that the world is bigger than me. The world is bigger than my little town. The world is bigger than my little community. The world is bigger than my little city. The world is bigger than my state. The world is even bigger than my country. The world is even bigger than this whole place we're in. And so understanding all those things, man, lets us know that I can hold on to my beliefs. I can hold on to my cards and still connect with somebody across the aisle in the same community. And as I said before, and time again, this is my fourth episode, but with Ray Bridging Humans, it's so important that we build connection. We build connection with aligned in empathy and rooted in the foundation of love. It's so important that we continue to build connection. And so as I continue this episode, and like I told y'all on the last episode, this will be officially one of the last episodes that I record by myself. You will see me by myself again, but I'm going to start interviewing different people in the community just to let you guys know, hey, it's more than just you. It's more than just me. And just in doing this work, y'all, I've had to understand that it takes work. It takes work to connect across the aisle. It takes work for connection. Connection is not something that just happened. Connection is not something that just happens upon us and, oh, we get connected. No, we have to be intentional about reaching beyond where we are. We have to be intentional about reaching beyond what we know. We have to be intentional about reaching beyond what we personally understand. Reaching beyond what I know and understand does not mean I have to let go of what I know and understand. Reaching beyond what I know and understand says that I have, or I am trying to have, the courage to build the capacity beyond the way I see it. And a lot of times when we're in community, when we're in our different groups, I told you I'm gonna keep my cards. When we're holding different cards in different groups, a lot of times we're afraid to think or to go beyond the thought process of what this one card is built in. Because if I go beyond this thought process, I might lose my belonging. We talked about belonging on the last episode. If I go beyond this thought process, I may lose my place. And so because I want to hold my place in my ego, all this is ego. All this is ego. I want to hold my place in community. So I'm going to hold on tight as I can. And I'm not going to embrace any other groups in the community the way I should. And even as I continue this episode, like I told y'all, I want to discuss solutions. The last episode, I talked about, of course, my story, but I talked about the problem we have with building bridges. Then I talked about the struggle in the problem. So this episode, I want to talk about the solution, and it's going to be kind of funny because you're going to be like, Ray, at the end of the episode, dang, Ray, you're telling us a solution. And I'm telling you, the solution is to look, really, really look at the problem. Really look at what is a problem and look at what is a struggle for you personally. And as I said, it takes work, and we have to understand in connecting with different groups in our communities that dehumanization, because it's dismissing somebody else's opinion, it will not move the needle. Just because I dismiss somebody's opinion about how they feel on said topic does not move the needle. Yeah, I could be mad. And if I dehumanize you, that just means, okay, it's over with. No, it don't. And strategically, why I named the show Ray Bridging Humans is because we, a lot of times when we get caught in our morals, when we get caught in where we stand, we lose sight of people's humanity every time, every time. And so I just want to continue this. I want to go ahead and finish this episode because I'm just so excited about what's happening. I see it building. And like I said, tell your friends, share this with your friends, man. Share it with somebody. If you're watching, please share it with somebody. Share this with somebody because our community really, really, really need it. Y'all ready? Okay, I'm going to get off into this episode. I want to talk about solutions. Solutions. The first part in finding the solutions to building bridges. Now, this is just me. This is what I see. This is just research that I've done around emotions. I'm a transformation coach. I've been trained on emotional literacy. Shout out to Kelly Harris. Shout out to my cohort, man. I hung out with my people last week, y'all. And y'all, these are incredible, incredible people that I've done life with. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to Kelly Harris. But dealing in the solution, we have to first admit the solution to building the bridges. We have to admit to ourselves that it's a problem. We have to be able to admit to ourselves that we have strategic problems. I'm pretty sure we all know that, right? We have strategic problems in our community that prevents us from building bridges. So if you're walking around here thinking everybody good, we're fine, I don't know what world are you in. If you were in 2024 and you live in the United States of America and you walking around here and say everything is fine, we ain't got no problem, y'all, that is a problem itself. So admitting that we have problems, and we have to specifically take accountability on not what everybody else is doing, not what everybody, what's happening with everybody else. We have to specifically take accountability on where do I sit in the problem? Where do I sit with my accountability with what's going on? And where do all of this sit? Where do I sit in all of this? And that's so much of self-awareness, y'all. I don't even know how to even continue to further break that down and let you know self-awareness is definitely key in understanding where do you sit in the problem? Where do you sit, or how do you sit in handling the problem and in the struggles? So I got my cards here. Definitely got my cards here. And one problem I know we have, one of the biggest problem, is engagement. Like, we don't even know how, a lot of times we don't know how to engage with somebody that's holding a different car from us. And a lot of times we get stuck there because I don't know how to engage. I'm going to allow my ego and my feelings to continue to rise and speak for me. But really, I just don't know how to engage. And even with preparing for this episode, and even with being able to talk about solutions, I have to break down the problem. I have to break down the struggle even more. That's how I want to finish the episode. But even in understanding this, we have to know that our convictions and our emotions are not the same. Just because you're convicted about something, a lot of times we attach our conviction to our emotions. Now, I'm not going to lie, you know, they influence one another, but our convictions and our emotions are not the same. Our convictions are rooted in what I believe. It is rooted in what I firmly stand on. It's my moral framework. Hold your convictions, But a lot of times your immediate response to your convictions is emotions. If something comes up that doesn't align with your convictions, that emotion normally comes up. And a lot of times we act in emotion when we're dealing with people. We're acting emotion when we're trying to influence people. A lot of times we act in emotion, and we have to realize our conviction and our emotion is not the same thing. And oftentimes, you know, the intensity of the emotion sometimes when we're dealing with somebody that's holding a different car from us, we have to break that down. Like, what's coming up for you? What's all coming up emotionally for you that's preventing you from building bridges? Because, yes, you got your convictions. Hey, yeah, you got the things you stand on. You got the things that you live by. However, we have to understand that emotions are going to rise because we're human beings. And not pushing my feelings off on anybody else, I can still respond with my convictions without going heavy into how I personally emotionally feel about something. Now, I know that might be hard because they influence one another, but I'm gonna keep going. I'm just gonna keep going, y'all. Breaking down the problem. And the problem, as I said in the last episode, is moral outrage. A lot of times when we think about different cars, the stuff we deal with youth, the stuff we deal with and different sectors of our community, if anybody is going through something or deal with something that's different from you, a lot of times moral outrage can come up from it. And we have to acknowledge that and be able to know that it's going to come up. And the struggle is, like I said a minute ago, how to engage. A lot of times we just don't know how to engage. And knowing how to engage without giving way to negative emotions, y'all, is so critical. So many times we want to engage. We want to say, I'm a communicator. We want to say, I like to discuss. I like to dialogue. But if you're dialoguing and everything about your emotions keep coming to the surface and you're just spewing it, y'all, it's not moving the needle. My negative emotions on something, the loudness that I speak with, does not make it right. I can talk loud all day about how I feel about something, but that do not make it right for everybody. Because guess what? What's right for me may not be right for you. What's right for you may not be right for me. So my expression of emotion does not mean that my right is more righter than yours. I want to break this down, y'all, because I think a lot of times we get caught up in, if we express like hard and fervently our emotions, that it's going to give people a stronger sense of why I'm better than you or why my thought process is better than you. I'm talking about emotions, y'all. I'm talking about it today. And it's so important that we recognize the struggle is in how to engage, and can I engage without giving negative emotions to another different set of cards? Because we all got them. I want the audience to think about, I want y'all to physically think about how many cards you hold. How many cards is in your deck? How many cards do you not want the world to see you have? How many cards do you have and you're like, Ray, listen, I don't mind people knowing I hold some cards, but some cards I don't want people to know I hold. Think about all of your cards. And it's so important to know that you're not alone. You're not by yourself. That's why I'm doing the podcast, because we need community. We need bridging to know that we are not alone. There's nothing new under the sun, people. It's nothing new under the sun. And so I'm going to keep going, y'all. Can I engage without belittling or dehumanizing people? We have to think about, and that's a struggle. It's really a struggle with building bridges. We have to, a lot of times, y'all, we struggle with engaging with people and not belittling or dehumanizing them, not making them feel smaller than me. And I know a lot of times, because we live in such a patriarchal society, and quiet is kept. You know, I know the United States was built on so much patriarchy, and we live in this society, you know, so when you think about it, dehumanizing people is almost sometimes commonplace in certain spaces. making people feel less than is for real common in certain spaces, but we have to realize that's not moving the needle. And when I say moving the needle, moving, progressing groups forward, we're connecting with one another. And because there's so much division and dissension in our community, connection is so key, y'all. And we got to do a better job at connecting with our brothers and sisters who's holding different cars from us. Y'all with me? Okay, cool. Stay with me. Stay with your boy. Stay with me. Y'all, I sung for years in the choir, but y'all, I'm not really a singer, but I always tell the people at the shop, listen, God knew what to give me, because if he gave me singing for real, man, I'd be 1 year around here, man. You couldn't stop me from doing runs. You couldn't stop me from singing everywhere I could. But y'all, let me get back on track. I just wanted to share that with y'all. But anyway, back to the podcast, man. Y'all, engaging and not belittling and dehumanizing people, that's so important. And honestly, you know, most times when we're dealing with different cards, think about it. Most times we stop it, is it right or if it's wrong? If this other card is right or if it's wrong. And most times when we're dealing with understanding another card or something that we are not familiar with, a lot of times the conversation stops at, is it right or is it wrong? And y'all, we can't stop there. And most times, because we really don't have genuine interest in connecting with other parts of the community, we'll stop with, okay, that shit wrong. So I'm just not, that shit wrong to me. It's not morally right to me. So I'm just not going. But no, y'all, that's not moving the needle. And a lot of times when things come up for us emotionally, when we think about another card, a card that we don't hold, y'all, we have to deal with, okay, why do I feel that way? Like for real, what's really behind me not liking the people who deal in this card? And y'all, I won't call out specifically a lot of cards today, because we all have different cards. But understand that you don't hold the same card somebody else hold in community. All of us do not hold all of the same cards in community. So it's so important for us to be able to effectively engage on the other side to build bridges, because everybody don't have all the same cards. They just don't. And y'all, stopping at if something is right or wrong, y'all, that prevents us from getting to healthy dialogue spaces. And we cannot stop there. And a lot of times, like, honestly, when we get stuck on if something is right or wrong to me, or something is right or wrong to the other people in my group, we stop there, y'all. But getting to deeper levels of understanding is critical. I say this all the time. I feel like I'm repeating myself. I know I am. But I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face, because setting up the nature of this podcast is so critical to me. I know a lot of y'all are not used to seeing me in this space, but setting up the podcast, even as I go deeper and even as you see people interviewed on this podcast, you see topics that's talked about on this podcast, it may challenge you. It honestly may piss you off, but I want you to refer back to this episode, refer back to my last episode. Y'all, that's what this podcast is about, bridging. And bridging takes courage. Bridging takes me to admit that is something that I'm not getting right about another card. Bridging takes me saying it's something that I need to do a little deeper to connect and to get a comprehension on what's going on over here in the community. Because if I don't, I'm just going to stick with what's wrong to me. It's not right to me, so I ain't messing with it. No, y'all, we can't stay there. We can't stay there if we want to bridge humans. Y'all sticking with me? Cool. Now, I want to talk about for a second. I'm going to just hold two cards on this one. The struggle on the opposite side. Now, if you're with this card and you're struggling with what's going on with this card, a lot of times our struggle with the opposition is, will I lose my faith community? Because we live in the Bible Belt South. I know faith and our church, our faith circles, our church circles, our mosque circles, or any other religious community we sit in, we don't want to lose our faith card. And so if I'm trying to connect with somebody who holds a different faith card than me, or holds something that's in total opposition with my faith card, will I lose my faith card? And that's a struggle. Also, how can I relate to something that's so foreign to me? How can I relate to people that's sitting groups in, of the community that's so foreign to the way I think, the way I feel? And y'all, that's a real thing. How do we do it? And a lot of times, with connection, you're not going to feel like you want to do it all the time. And I know a lot of us, we're so used to operating in our feelings and how we feel, you know, and also we're used to operating in how we feel, and we link our feelings to our convictions, which comes out in emotion, or we tie to emotion, y'all. We get lost in understanding because we stop at what we haven't personally gotten through emotionally. We stop at where we're stuck in our lives. And so a lot of times we can't reach connection because we're stuck in certain places emotionally. Y'all, I'm talking about the cards. I'm talking about the groups and the cards right now, y'all. And that's so, so, so important, y'all. It's so important. Also, being informed about something can cut the struggle in half. And understanding other parts of the community, y'all. If I hold this card and I don't hold this card at all, but if I take the time to learn more about this card, y'all, that'll cut the struggle in half. And y'all, we're struggling so hard to connect and to relate with other parts of our community. Y'all, that's why one of the biggest reasons why our community is in such a disarray, because we are not connected. We have lost the sense of community. We have lost the sense of community because we want to hold our belonging in different pockets. But y'all, it's bigger than my pocket. It's bigger than what I stand on and what I believe, y'all. So that is one struggle in opposition. Now, I want to now talk about the struggle in the groups. Think about the struggle if you're in the group. So this is not this time when I define struggle and understanding struggle, I'm not talking about the struggle you have with the opposition. I'm talking about if you in this group and you know you got opposition, that's the struggle that I'm talking about. And so the struggle in group is becoming one with myself. I want to become one with myself. Now, And I'll use because I do hold a queer card, I will use my queer card for a second. And I'm not only challenging my brothers and sisters, but I'm also challenging anybody who has any card that you're holding. If my belonging to a group and community is based on anything other than me showing up as my whole self, it's not genuine. If my belonging and community is based on me withholding intricate information about my life, it's not genuine, y'all. And showing up, and this is something that I am working on myself to this day and still working on it. If I have to make sure I'm trying to show up as my whole self to build a real true bridge, to be able to build true connection, I have to show up as myself. If I show up inauthentic, if I show up disingenuous, if I show up not being me. Now, I know it's a lot in that. I know it's a lot in that, but I'm talking about a lot of social circles right now. I'm talking about a lot of circles that we are attached to that we have to show up a certain way in order to get there. If I cannot be my whole self, it's not genuine. It's not genuine. And I know a lot comes with that, and we're going to talk about it going forward, but if I cannot be my whole self, y'all, it's not genuine. And we just got to be mindful, y'all, of how we're showing up. And I daily remind myself, and I intentionally tell myself, Raymond, you got to be able to be your whole self in spaces. Now, if you got to, you know, you got to operate at work a certain way, you got to operate in different spaces that are not deeply personal to you, are not necessarily social, you got to do it for work. Y'all, I understand, you know, having to do things where, so I don't want you to think I'm getting the misconstrued, thinking I got to go and just be all of me everywhere. And I mean, bro, it's structure and everything. It's boundaries with everything. But I'm saying that if I'm building community with people that I'm supposed to be caring about and supposed to be caring about me. If I cannot be my whole self, y'all, it's not genuine. And also challenging the silence. I talked about silence a lot on this first episode of I Want to Belong, but being able to challenge the silence, y'all, it involves me building strategic pieces of my confidence. When was the last time you checked your confidence? I know we feel like, okay, you feel like your self-esteem was intact. All of us feel like we got good self-esteem. We got good confidence. But y'all, checking those pieces to your confidence is so important, man. It's so important because a lot of times we walk around here, y'all, confidence on zero. But we're trying to connect, and we stay in a lot of silence with certain cards we hold because we're not confident enough to say, this is who I am. We're not confident enough to say, this is the card that I hold. We're not confident enough to say it, y'all. And that keeps us in such a level of bondage. And y'all, I have to remind myself of my self-worth. When I'm struggling with silence, I have to remind myself of how much I love myself. I have to remind myself of, in me loving myself, that means my whole self, and that means me showing up as my whole self. And y'all, I don't know if this is helping y'all or not, but please let me know what you think about these episodes. But so much of my work, as I said, is in emotional literacy and understanding what the hell is going on. And I just want to build bridges, and I want us to think about this when we're thinking about solutions to building bridges, solutions to being able to effectively do it. Y'all, we got to check this stuff. We got to check some of the stuff we struggle with, y'all, and we cannot stop when it gets hard. A lot of times connection doesn't happen because we stop if it gets hard and we retreat and go back in our corners, y'all. But I want to encourage everybody to have the courage to keep going even when it's hard. Even when you're trying to connect with something that you don't know nothing about. And it may get difficult, it may get intimidating, because if you don't know nothing about it, a lot of feelings may come up in it, y'all. But understanding, y'all, that being silent about certain things when we're holding certain costs in the community does not help the overall self that we're dealing with. And this is another thing. We build walls that are higher than what they should be. A lot of times in our silence, y'all, we build so many walls, and we think that we are protecting ourselves because I built a wall this high. And in reality, because some of the things we tell ourselves in silence, y'all, is not true. And if you don't share it with confidence, if you don't share with people that you love, y'all, we get stuck there. And understanding that the wall is not as high as my silence is saying it is. And a lot of times it's something we can just literally step over and step into. But we have the wall this high we can't get over, y'all. And that was me all day. I knew that me telling the world or telling people that I hold a queer card would shut me off from a whole lot of people. I knew there's certain spaces that I wasn't going to be able to be in because, man, I'm showing the world that I hold that card. But, y'all, that's so not true. And we tell ourselves a lot of these false things in silence because we're silent. And a lot of times silence to me is just I'm drunk on my thoughts. I'm so lost in my thoughts. I'm so lost in my emotions about my thoughts. Y'all get drunk in that. And I just lay and think, okay, don't nobody care for me because I'm not moving forward because life is about progress. And if I'm progressing, I'm building bridges. If I have a mindset of progression, I want to move forward, y'all. That is a really, really good indicator that you're a bridge builder or you're trying to be a bridge builder, y'all. But I know I've said a lot about emotions, y'all. And I want to kind of go into that for a second, y'all. What comes up for me emotionally in moral outrage? I mentioned moral outrage a lot, and I want to finish breaking this down in this episode, but what comes up for me in moral outrage, y'all? And that's one of the struggles, y'all. If it comes up for me morally that I ain't messing with this card, y'all, I struggle sometimes emotionally with even moving forward, with getting past if I think it's right or wrong. And so that means I stop there. I don't learn any more than what I know. I could literally be going off of something that I've heard, something that my grandma or something that somebody in my family then told me about a certain topic. So a lot of times we stop there because, oh, my mama didn't believe it. My church family don't believe it. Oh, my work, my friends don't believe it. So I'm just going to stop there. Yeah, we cannot stop there when we're building bridges. We can't stop there. And so what comes up for me, I'm going to name a few emotions. There's a lot of emotions that exist, y'all. But I just want to name a few emotions that come up in moral outrage. One is anger. And when anger come up, y'all, it basically says it's wrong to me or some kind of injustice going on. But overall, I want you to come closer to the way I think. And so I'm going to get angry and I'm going to allow that emotion to permeate because I want you closer. You're not hearing me. You're not listening to me. I want you closer to what I think and what I feel. And a lot of times when anger comes up, when we express that moral outrage and anger comes when anger comes up, y'all, we get stuck there. And we got to be able to not get stuck there. When we're trying to dialogue and build bridges, we can't get stuck in our anger. What else comes up for me in my moral outrage? Y'all, frustration. And y'all, frustration is basically when you're feeling blocked or powerless to change something in a situation. Now, you may not be holding this card, but you may hold this card. And y'all, a lot of times we get frustrated in our thoughts. We get frustrated because I don't know what to say to change these people. And so all I'm going to stand on is that I don't do it. I don't believe it. I believe it's wrong. And I'm going to stop right there. Y'all, that's not moving the needle. It's not moving the needle for my leaders, particularly my religious leaders, particularly the leaders in companies, particularly the leaders who are over a group of people. Just because you get frustrated in something that and you show that frustration, that does not mean that's fixing the problem. It's not moving the needle. And I know it gets frustrating because you're thinking like, man, I done got angry because this mug doing all this crazy stuff to me. I think it's crazy. I think it's stupid. And I'm frustrated. The anger goes deeper and it becomes frustration because I can't change it. I know I can't change it. And I can't, and you know, because I it's so hard to admit that I don't know. Y'all just realize this, y'all. And it's something so simple, but it's something so real. A lot of times when we're dealing with people with different cards, saying I don't know is so hard because I got to know. I know everything. I'm a leader. I'm a manager. I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor. I'm over this organization. I'm over this group. And it's so hard sometimes to say I don't know. And that's why education is so critical. I'm going to keep moving, y'all. I'm going to keep moving. Another emotion that comes up in moral outrage could be sadness. You can be thinking about harm or thinking about something being so unfair to a group of people. And also something else that comes up is disgust. Disgust is a deep one to me, y'all. When you get disgusted about something, that means it's a total moral violation to me. Holding this card is a total moral violation to me, and I'm going to shout, and I'm going to talk loud as I can because I'm trying to convince all of y'all that it's not right to me. It's a total violation. And y'all, listen, feel that disgust. We all are allowed to feel that disgust. Feel that disgust. Feel it. But understand that just because you feel the disgust, that's not moving the needle. It's not building bridges. Just because you got a moral disgust, that doesn't mean the needle is moved. And y'all, you can be influential. You can open your mouth and be one of the most influential leaders ever. But just because you're disgusted by something and you have convinced everybody around you to be disgusted about said topic, does not mean it moves the needle on moving closer. Because guess what? Even in my anger about certain cards, even in my frustration about certain cards, even in my sadness or disgust about certain cards, y'all, I still got to stay in the fight to connection. And when I'm scared and when I'm lost and when I feel powerless about something, being able to have enough courage and bravery to stay in the fight and say, no, I know this challenge, everything that I was taught. I know this challenge, how I was programmed from childhood. I know this challenge, everything that my family told me I should feel about certain things. I know it challenges everything that I understand about certain things. But we got to know that if I'm not building connection with humans, y'all, I'm not doing nothing. All you doing, listen, I'm a rock with the people that hold the cards I hold, and that's cute, that's cool, but y'all, it's not connecting. And in our community, we have so much lack. It's people dying that's holding certain cards that could not be dying or could benefit from something that you could say. Who in your life are you intentionally not connecting with, or you're silent with because you don't understand? What situation is somebody holding in your circle, or what situation somebody's holding in your family that you ain't really mentioned or said nothing about because you don't understand? All you know is that to you, it's not right. And so because of that, I'm just going to be quiet. But y'all, it's not moving the needle. If you love somebody, if you say you love your brother, you say you really love your sister, you say you really rock with them, you will take the time to operate in empathy and understand, I want to keep moving forward. I want to keep moving forward with our connection. I want to understand you a little deeper. Why is it you ain't mentioned certain things, bro? I notice you don't when certain topics come up, or when certain situations come up, you don't really get in it. Why? And y'all, being curious, and I say this all the time, being curious about what's happening with our brothers and our sisters, y'all, that builds connection, because curiosity builds connection. Being curious and building out of the silence, y'all, and I cannot wait. I want to do a whole series on silence, man. I want to do a whole series with people on silence, because silence kills us. Silence and hiding things have killed our community, y'all, but we got to keep growing. And also, I want to say this, practicing empathy to people is, I feel with you, not for you. People don't want to be felt sorry for. A lot of times when you think about it, people want you to feel with them, not for them. Because a lot of times if you put yourself in position to feel for them in certain times, especially when it comes down to things socially, it's not moving the needle. Empathy says, I can feel with you. I can sit myself aside enough to make room for you. It's so funny, because a lot of times, a lot of people say there's a gay agenda, or there's an agenda certain community have, or there's an agenda the youth have, and there's an agenda the women have, and there's an agenda the religious community have, y'all. And I'm going to tell y'all something. So many things about all of this, y'all, it's just because we don't want to practice empathy with our brothers and sisters. We don't want to move beyond whether it's right or wrong for me. And so because I'm not going to move beyond there, because nobody else around me is moving beyond there. But we got to have the courage to move beyond those lines, y'all. That's the only way we can find solutions with all of this, y'all. And it only happens in intentionality. Every day I wake up and I get up, y'all, and I tell God, I want to be put in a position today. Show me something that allows me to be intentional about connection. Allow me to be in a space where I can be intentional about connecting human beings, so I can learn something that I didn't know. It's a lot, and y'all, even now, you know, it's so many things that I feel like I don't know, or I'm ignorant to, but that's why I reach out and I continue to learn more, because it's so important that we connect, y'all. And y'all, seeking destructive dialogue, y'all, aiming to listen versus speaking my convictions. In order for us to reach and have constructive dialogue with connection, the solution is, y'all, listen. And I know this is so simple, you probably heard it a lot, but listen to people. And I know this sounds crazy, but you gotta listen and hear people out. But if you're listening just to speak, or if you're listening just to speak and give your conviction, y'all, it's not moving the needle. It's not, that's not connection. And I think we've kind of understood connection to be, okay, I just got to speak my card and say everything I stand. And if you don't get mad at me, that means we connected. No, y'all. Speaking my convictions is not me constructively dialoguing. And we got to get beyond that, y'all. And also, y'all, reflecting on my values. Reflecting on my values can really, really, really be a, it can really help with the solution. Because why am I getting so outraged? Am I getting outraged because I hold a card too and I don't really want the world to know I'm holding a card? Am I getting outraged because I just don't understand? Am I getting outraged because this affects somebody that I really know and love and I'm pissed off because I don't understand and I'm frustrated? Y'all see how emotions happen? Y'all see how a lot of this is emotion, and we put it off on our convictions, but it's really us responding emotionally to things we should really take the time and continue to move through and courage. Continue to move through so we can connect and comprehend what's happening in our community. I'm talking about solutions today, y'all, and I'm almost done. But, y'all, I just really wanted to talk about solutions today. Solutions to why I want to belong and why I can't connect with somebody that's not holding the same card as me and still belong to the card that I'm in, y'all. That's diversity. That's diversity. And particularly in my Black community, I've only ever been Black in this life. But we feel a lot of times we don't want to really consider diversity and inclusion because I feel like if I'm diverse, if I hold this card, but I'm diverse with this card, I can't hold my value with this card, y'all. That's not true. That's not true. Because as we grow to levels of understanding, y'all, we get to deeper levels of diversity. When I get to deeper levels of understanding, it sits better with me to be able to cut a devout Muslim hair and to know that I'm a devout Christian and to know that we got our different beliefs and it's okay. It's okay. And y'all, some of my deepest connection with people are people who hold different cards than me. Some of my deepest connection with people that I know we don't agree on are people who hold different cards and sit in different groups than I do, y'all. And I'm gonna keep going. I'm not gonna get stuck because I'm almost done, y'all. But limiting exposure to triggers, y'all, is so important when we're trying to find solutions. What you following on social media? What's influencing you? What's putting a stamp on your card that makes you not want to build connection with other parts of the community? And whatever those triggers are, y'all, we got to try to limit them, y'all. We got to try and be positive about what's happening and what's going on in our community, because guess what? We're dying, y'all. We are dying out. And, y'all, I don't want to leave this earth and not be able to impact the people who I know I was sent here to impact, man. And that's what I wake up every day. And I've been saying this for the past 7 to 10 years. I've been telling people, I don't necessarily feel like I'm finna die. I don't feel like I'm gonna die tomorrow. But the urge and the feeling I have to do what I was sent here to do is critical, y'all. It is so critical, y'all. And we got to also limit the loud voices. All the loud voices, listen. Loud voices are fine. I know I talk loud, and I know on certain things, just to be honest, you know, I stand loud on, you know, but I understand that just because I'm loud on it, that don't mean it's right for everybody. My loudness don't mean it's right for everybody, y'all. And y'all, that's the honest to God truth. And that took a level of self-awareness for me. It took a level of honesty for me. It took a level of me being aware that Raymond is more than you. Come off your pedestal, boy, because it's more than you. And that level of humanity, that level of humility, y'all, helps me to effectively build bridges. And how can we foster a better sense of community, y'all? We gotta create some kind of way, y'all, because I know it's more than just me. Think about creating and having events, like strategically having diverse events with people who don't think like you. If, and I say this all the time as well, if I only deal with the people who think like me to hold my card, y'all, how can I grow intellectually? How can I grow socially? How can I even grow financially if I'm only going to stay and covet the group that think just like me? Y'all, that's not the world we live in. That's not how any of this work, y'all. We got to create spaces like that. We got to foster inclusive spaces, y'all. And it can't just be me and the people who think like me. This is Ray Bridging Havens. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. This was the completion to the episode I Wanna Belong, y'all. But y'all, this will continue, and I cannot wait to share my next episode with you guys. And you'll see a preview about it next week. I won't tell y'all about it. But like I said, if you are watching, please like and subscribe, y'all. I'm growing the community because I wanna get a community of bridges. And I'm currently having the website built, and I'm so excited about it. And I'm going to have a lot of merchandise that I'll have with my that's associated with the podcast. But bridges, I want to build, and I want people to be able to say I'm a bridger. And also, even on the bottom of this episode or even in the comment section, if there are any topics that y'all think I should discuss, because things that don't normally get the light of day, because I know it's a lot of podcasts on relationships, there's a lot of religious podcasts, a lot of podcasts on finances, a lot of podcasts on everything, but this podcast is for taboo topics. And so if it's anything that you think you'd like to hear me discuss or anything you'd like to hear talked about on Ray Bridging Humans, write me, y'all. Write me, let me know, man. But I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. And the next time you see me, or the next time you hear me, it's going to be another voice on the podcast with me. I'm so excited to be able to get into conversations, but I really hope that I truly set and lay ground for what this platform is about. And my prayer is that the nation can hear it. The world can hear it. Because like I tell y'all all the time, the world needs to see it. The world needs to see our connection. The world needs to see our love. The world needs to see the unity. Ray Bridging Humans. The world needs to see it. Love you, family. Peace.